Welcome back or welcome to Kids Eat Toast Sometimes.
Simple.
Simple, sweet, simple. It's just how we like it.
Sweet and simple. That's not the same, but it is. We're here. I mean, which is a big thing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those of you who maybe are new, I'm Chloe and I'm joined by my co-host.
Samuel. I'd like people to refer to me as Samuel from now on. How are you doing, Samuel? It's a greeting. Yeah.
You all, Samuel.
Oh, yeah. Still finding our comedy feet 2 weeks back from the hiatus. We need people to come and write for the show, clearly, because we're digging deep to be here. I can't feel either of my knees. It's a symptom of becoming a very average trail runner. And what I didn't know is everyone in Cape Town already does this shit. So I don't even know if I like it anymore.
I think that it's a 2022 thing, trail running. I mean, I know people have always trail ran, but in Cape Town, it's become popular.
Mm. Well, no, I think it's always been a thing. And I've just, it's like anything. It's like you start using tuk. People were always using tuk. Just because you use tuk now doesn't mean you've discovered tuk. So I feel actually very depressed about running. It also steals my endorphins. So I was very happy this morning and now I'm very depressed.
And on that note, bye.
Bye. No, we here to seize the day, swing for the fences, reach for the stars.
We've actually got another jam-packed episode, which is very exciting.
You know, who was packing jam when this became the phrase? Because it's actually a sign of mediocrity. Like, what is going... We say we've got a jam-packed show every week. It's the same show.
I feel like...
It's jam-packed. You'll never believe what happens on this episode.
Please watch until the end. I feel like it's an extended toast metaphor.
Ah, I didn't even think of that. Mm. You see, you are the brains behind this operation.
Thank you.
Even though people on TikTok continuously refer to you as stupid.
I really try not to let that get to my head. I really try.
Well, you wouldn't. You are stupid. It'd take a long time. No, of course, those people are idiots. But we if you have come from TikTok, happy to have you. And you know, people got to... When we like talk about cats and everyone's like, how's it going? How's it doing? We're like, yeah, we've, you know, picked up and we're doing pretty well on TikTok. They're all like, laugh. I'm like, Jonathan, you're working at an accounting firm. I know you want to kill yourself. Don't giggle about TikTok, okay? And I know you watch all those videos and I know what your For You page looks like. Your girlfriend would be heartbroken to see all those fake bodies up and down the FYP.
The fact that you know hashtag fake body.
Takes one to know one. It's one of my favorite searches.
Samuel.
What is fake body? I've just seen the hot girls use it sometimes.
Well, so it's whenever you pose like in a bikini, TikTok would normally take it down. So you say hashtag fake body. So they don't take it down. That it's like not a real body. It's not a real person.
The algorithm. Oh, it makes so much sense. I thought they all had implants or work done to them. No, I'm being serious. But yeah, TikTok is where it's at.
It's very transparent. Hashtag fake body.
Like some of those G-strings they have. Super transparent. But that's neither here nor there. It's a bit all over the place, if I'm being honest. What did you... Let's go back to sort of, you know, some reality. How was your weekend? You know, love a little update.
You know, it was lovely. Mm. I've really tried to get into the, like, Saturday morning routine of the market. Like to bring a couple of friends along. Especially the run is like market.
How is that a challenge? That's not... I feel...
You know, no, it's...
Tough to get into the habit of going shopping.
No, because the hack for the running soft market is getting there before it even opens. Like you get there at 8 and you're out of there by 9.
I don't know if you suffer from dementia, but this was, we've spoken about this, I think, about 3 times on the podcast.
I'm just sharing knowledge and they're new people to the podcast. But
that
anyways, going to markets has become a big part of my personality. Mm. I went to a less, I don't know, the market I went to on Sunday was a bit offbeat, you know, and I still enjoy that, obviously.
Oh, it's one of those weirdo markets.
Very weird.
A Milnerton market. There's nothing for you there except for weird people.
Same energy. Yeah, there was a lot of CBD being sold.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Delicious fresh bread, actually. But yeah, and puppies, of course. So pretty fun. But
that does sound like a good
weekend.
Time. Well, I mean, it sounds like a very boring weekend. You went to an obscure market and
okay.
looked
what
at puppies.
Do? Hmm?
Well, no, I had an equally terrifying weekend, but I wasn't surrounded by CBD. I was surrounded by alcohol at a bachelor's party. Not good for a recovering alcoholic, these things. Not good. I cannot believe the amount of alcohol consumed. Genuinely, yeah. It's terrifying. And just like all the fines and like being silenced. Ha ha ha. Two shots of tequila, you've got a big nose. What must I do with this nose of mine? So fines are terrifying. And then there was this game called the gator or the croc, depending on where in the world you live, you've experienced it. Not the natural born killer, but if you put a tooth down and it clamped its jaw shut, then it was your turn to drink.
What are you talking about?
But it was
about?
Like a random, it's a toy gator with teeth that get pushed down. And if you push one and the jaw clamps, you have to drink. But sometimes you push it and it doesn't. So it's like you've got a 1 in 10 chance of drinking.
Got you. That's so fun.
That's what it is. I just realized I don't have the stamina to be a boykey anymore. I'm retiring.
Or maybe it's something that you develop later on in life to become a true bully.
Oh, and you have to escape your family and commitments. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's also true.
But you were saying that you had to drink tequila in the morning. I can't think of anything worse.
I mean, tequila at any time of the day is truly terrifying. But enough of Chloe. For a news outlet, we sure spend a lot of time talking about nonsense. So
episode overview.
Not an episode overview. God. We're a news outlet, Chloe. You can't be overviewing the episode. You just have to give them the news.
Okay.
You can't say episode overview. Laugh at the second part of the joke. No, Chloe. But yeah, so we talk a bit about Nati Mtetwa. He's a crook. We've got a bit about WhatsApp. Elon Musk, you know, the bullied South African who would have been a school shooter if he stayed any longer. Springboks, Mandela Day, presidents, horny soldiers, and fisting in the Middle East. We truly have it all. So if this is a one podcast you listen to a week, why thank you.
I love when people tell me, I listen to Kets to get my weekly updates about news. It's like, that's concerning. I feel like that's on par with getting your news from Facebook.
No ways. If you get your news from Kets, you must at least be like the fourth most interesting person at a party of four, you know, because you got talking points. But let's start off with Nati Mtetwa, who's the Minister of Sport, because he has put together a new 30 million rand orchestra.
Yeah.
What is this chap up to?
I know. And this is last week he talked about the 22 million rand flag that he was trying to erect. And people...
erect. sport and arts and culture. Sorry, yes. That's what he's the minister of. I was like, what the fuck is the minister
when you
of sport?
When you just said sport, I was trying to know, like, I was like, oh,
no,
I
excuse yeah, sports, me. But so what is culture. He doing now with the jazz?
Well, that's why people are a bit confused, because it does seem a little bit suspicious, because it's not practical. You know, for a national orchestra, it can't be in all provinces at the same time. And each of the provinces have already philharmonic orchestras, which need funding.
Couldn't the argument be said that, like, the Springboks are the national team? They're not always in Cape Town. They sometimes have to go to hull holes like Bloemfontein.
True. However, there have been no formal discussions or consultations in terms of, like, actual auditions or getting, like, the best of the best to be part of the orchestra.
Hello, this is South Africa. When last did you see an audition or the strongest minds coming together? If you're this guy's cousin, you're in, Baba. It doesn't matter if you're
but
playing
that's
the recorder.
What I'm saying. It's like, how can this be a national level?
Okay, you're going to struggle, but come on.
Do the back.
Yeah.
That was the CEO of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra saying that. So,
classic white person, Louis Heineman. Shut up, Louis. Let Nazi just do his thing. Shut up, cracker. Ba-da-pow.
I just feel like it's not something that we need, you know?
Chloe, we don't need anything in South Africa except for electricity and jobs. All right? We don't need some bloody fluting, tooting around here. Actually, 30 million rand. I might, you know, I failed a couple of music lessons in school. One of the only exams I failed. Oh yeah, they asked you. I was doing this piano exam. They said, "Can you sight read?" I was like, I knew I couldn't. But I thought if I just played the song with enough confidence that I'd been practicing, they maybe wouldn't be looking properly. They knew I failed them and I quit the piano. I didn't even get grade one. I'm left with is chopsticks, a broken heart, and shaking hands.
They're like, I don't know how to side treat. They're like, no, go for it. You play for them and they're like, yo, he wasn't joking.
What? No, that's not what happened. Did you not just listen to the story I said? I just played a song. I didn't say, why would I announce I can't sight read? Are you a maniac? And also, like, do not listen in these podcasts. We've gone over this on numerous occasions. I'll say something and you just, like that was another story. You just made up a story and spoke that back to me after I just...
I thought that you said that you could sight read. You couldn't sight read.
No, I couldn't. My sight reading ability was about as competent as your listening skills. But anyway, Jesus Christ. You move on with the show because if I say something, it's just not going to be listened to anyway.
Well, so, you know, we're talking about scams and the government scamming us. But that's not the only thing you have to worry about. It's also WhatsApp scams. So recently a woman, I think she's from Canada... That's right. People use WhatsApp outside of South Africa, which is crazy.
No. WhatsApp, I've never thought is a South African thing. I've always thought of it pretty international. There's tears in Great Britain. No,
it feels like quite alternative. But anyways.
We didn't make WhatsApp, that's for sure.
She was scammed out of $2.5 million in just 2 months.
I mean, natural selection. Also... To have $2.5 million is impressive. But how did the scammer get the money?
That's true. So she got a message. She thought it was like an incorrect text, you know, someone, a wrong number.
Do you want to go to my matric dance? Who is this? Oh, sorry. Wrong number.
And his name was Jimmy. And they ended up falling in love. They started talking a bit about sports, about...
Jimmy,
I know.
The only trustworthy Jimmy is Jimmy Neutron. Where is that guy? He had a big corp. But I loved his adventures. I didn't like his one friend, Carl. I found him kind of creepy. I wouldn't be surprised if Carl was involved in some sort of human trafficking, but that's neither here nor there for an animated, made-up cartoon character. Anyway, you were saying,
So basically, only made-up people are called Jimmy. And then they started talking about cryptocurrency. Oh, and
there's a red flag.
Jimmy got her to invest in a fake cryptocurrency. And she put $2.5 million into it. It's just wild. But get this, right?
I'm not surprised.
She is a finance lawyer. She's a project finance lawyer.
You see, I'm going to say it and I'm going to say it like for the last time ever. But... people in finance and corporate, like, it doesn't make you clever because you did like a BCom or business science. Like, I've often thought these people are actually fairly brain dead. But look at the guy from Devilsdorp. He was an actuary murdering people for this like little weird Satan person. Oh, very clever. Very clever. No, I can't take it.
I've actually got to agree with you.
And they're like, oh, I'm in finance. I'm like, yeah, you just basically guess and like refresh Facebook the whole day. You little LinkedIn wanker. I'm not in a good mood today. I'm working on it. No promises that'll improve.
I'm working on it. But I do have to agree with you. I think that... I mean, it can also be people who are very vulnerable. I think that also plays a part in it. But to lose $2.5 million, and apparently that's not where it ends. Apparently the scammer might have been a victim himself. It just keeps getting worse and worse because these scams, these like fake cryptocurrency, it's called pig slaughtering. Crazy name, but violent. But it often involves human trafficking. So these workers are brought in from like China or Southeast Asia. They're often brought to Indonesia.
Yeah.
Or like Malaysia.
Okay.
Trafficked.
Yeah.
And then made to partake in these scams.
Jesus. Chloe.
It's crazy, huh?
Where was the funny punchline or the joke? No, just...
it's just crazy.
Okay.
But...
Yucky.
I know. I thought maybe we could talk about how to spot a WhatsApp scammer.
No, because you either do or you don't. And if you can't spot them, there's no hope. There's no tutorial for you. There's no hope. You meet someone on WhatsApp and now you seed $2.5 million in crypto. No, I'm sorry. The thing would be like how not to get trafficked. Those people are the real victims. So avoid traffic lights. That's terrible. But in South Africa, the biggest way you can avoid scams is by not going to UNISA.
Honestly, fuck UNISA.
I'm sorry. It's one of my only prejudice things, really. Like if someone's like, hey, I'm from UNISA, I was like, okay, I think I can do this job myself. There's no need to hire out. And I'm just joking.
I mean, there's so much UNISA slander on TikTok.
Rightfully so, because UNISA is currently being investigated for allegations of corruption and maladministration, which isn't just administration, that's pusjas. It's illegal. And this was following a private law firm conducting an audit for the 2021 financial year. So, you know, there was like a bit of a dodgy 77 million rand laptop procurement, you know, like 77 mil on a couple of MacBooks, and fuck the iStore as well while we're on it. Not Apple, but the iStore. Have you ever met such a bunch of useless people in your life than the iStore? The iStore is supposed to be filled with geniuses and light and levity and, you know, technological advancement. But in the end, they can't even put a fucking screen protector on your phone. But anyway, yeah.
Some trauma there.
I'm getting a lot of rants off my chest today, but I'm actually starting to feel better. Maybe I should see a psychologist to chat about this so that I can broadcast normally in the show.
Yo.
A lot going on there.
Can you imagine being, you know, because UNISA was going to undergo like maybe losing their accounting accreditation.
Mm.
Can you imagine being a practicing accountant and being worried that you might lose the degree that you spent years getting?
Well, hey, you might get a message from Jimmy to invest in some crypto idea. Yeah, and that might be the way out. Speaking of people who don't have the way out, though, Elon Musk's children, sometimes by law, sometimes by the plain fact that, that's who they call daddy. You brought up some distressing news to me. I couldn't believe it. Well, actually, I could because he's a weirdo. I feel comfortable saying that about him. I definitely, if I was at Pretoria Boys High, I would have bullied him. I know who I am. Does Elon know who he is? I don't think so.
What did I tell you?
About Elon Musk's kids. You said there's something going on. So you want...
Oh, well, the first thing I saw was...
Chloe, we co-host this show called Kids Eat Toast sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know that story you were going to tell me about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell it now?
On it. Okay. So,
Elon... Don't do the hostage eyes either. Making help me eyes at the camera.
Elon Musk's dad has fostered a child with his...
Has lost a child.
Fostered.
Like, oh, I couldn't hear you. My apologies.
Birthed. I don't know.
No, I know created. What fostered mean. I just thought you said lost.
a child with his stepdaughter who he knew since she was four.
He got with his stepdaughter?
Yeah.
Oh, so Elon Musk had sex with his stepdaughter and now has...
Elon Musk Sr., his dad, had a child with his stepdaughter.
Who? What's going on? Who's Elon Musk Sr.?
His dad.
Elon's dad?
Yes. Elon Musk's dad.
Name is Elon Musk.
No, we're not talking about...
Well, why don't you say, what's his dad's name? This is the worst level of journalism I've ever come across.
I said Elon Musk's dad. He had a kid with his stepdaughter.
Yes.
Which got me thinking about Elon Musk's kids. Oh. Do you know how many? Okay. Do you know how many he has? Take a guess.
Six.
That's like pretty high. I would have guessed two. I genuinely only thought he had two kids. He's got 10.
Chloe, he's like the richest man in the world.
Fair, but I'd never heard about these other kids.
You know how women just truly detest rich men. Can't look at them.
But yeah, he's had 10 kids. That is
pretty cool. With multiple women. Well, yeah. Of course, it's Elon. Yeah. He's into that Japanese tentacle porn. I just know he is. And I don't know where my mind went there immediately. But Anyway.
Crazy.
So what are some of the, because we know the one guy's name's Beep Boop Beep Up. What are the other kids' names? Because I can't imagine they're normal.
I literally knew you were going to say that. It's actually, so just FYI, for everyone to know how it is pronounced, it's X-A-12. X-A-12, I think.
Well, the Unfurt's kid is called 16. And that actually sounds cool. Like for 16. Hey, that's 16 Jones. That's cool.
That is cool.
Ashy 11 doesn't sound fun.
Ashy 11. So, okay, I'll just go through some of the names.
Okay.
Nevada, Griffin, Kai, Saxon, Damien, A-Ash A-12, Exodarkside. And then he had twins with the director, the project director at his Neuralink company, but they haven't been named. But those twins that he had with the project director was in weeks of his baby that he had with Grimes.
Like I told you, it's Elon. What do you guys expect? He's a bullied kid from Pretoria. Now he's like the most famous person on the world, in the world. Like, let the boy pump.
No. Our 10 children.
No, that ain't good.
That's like enough to start like a, maybe like a small, I don't know, team.
Cult.
Sports team.
Cult's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, you know, he like was very good at sports.
That you could do with 10 kids, you know.
Mm.
Not in a weird way.
Sweatshop. All the big ones.
Yeah.
You could do whatever, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of extraterrestrial beings, there's a U.S. plane, U.S. Army plane landed in Bloemfontein. And the big question is that everyone's asking is that what is a U.S. Air Force plane doing in Bloem? You know, are soldiers deployed in South Africa? What, you know, do we have oil that we haven't heard about? You know, so like, what's going on here? And some have said it's to protect government officials. And I was like, what's, like Bloemfontein, like if we look through a Stranger Things lens, is like Hawkins. Hawkins is Bloem, Bloem. It's weird. No one goes there. There's one sheriff. Everyone knows everyone. Like, honestly, Bloem in South Africa, Stranger Things, Vreemde Goedes, a South African Netflix special. I don't know, something like that. But like, is it aliens, government, Biden at the wheel? Who is to know? But the South African National Defense Force spokesperson, General Andries Mahapa, dismissed all speculation and rumors. He said, okay, the South African National Defense Force wishes to condemn in the strongest possible terms an article which appeared on the 6th of July, 2022 on Twitter, stating that the U.S. military personnel who are in South Africa are here to protect certain government officials. This is the most ludicrous statement and is dismissed with the contempt it deserves. That this Twitter message is not worth a response. He stated in what clearly was a response. So anyway, but the interesting part of that is that they didn't deny that they were here. So he wasn't like,
yeah,
the plane's been photoshopped. He simply denied that they weren't here to protect government officials.
We can protect ourselves. Maybe some training.
I don't know about that.
We need it.
we do, but I think we should be. I don't think we should actually have training, because if a world war comes, I'm not going. Whereas, like, I'd feel
whether we're trained or not, you'd still have to go.
No,
so you may as well be trained.
No ways. There were lots of people that didn't go to war in South Africa. I'm hiding in the closet.
You know, if you don't go to war...
Right there next to my gay best friend. Hey, bestie. Who would have thought? Not me. No, I'm not fucking going to war.
If you don't go to war, you go to jail.
No, that's why you hide. They come and try and fetch you. And then your mum's, you know, it's like Inglourious Basterds, or what was that other film? Inglourious Basterds. I'm hiding. Except I'm not Jewish, but I'm hiding. And that wasn't an unnecessary Holocaust joke.
No, definitely not.
I was just trying to work out what was the plot of Inglourious Basterds. But
I'd love to see a South African Stranger Things.
I don't. We see it every day.
Vreemde Goedes.
Yeah. Where's the money? It's gone. Where's that one kid? Oh, God. Yeah. Are you going to look for him? Nah. Nah. This is South Africa. Welcome. Vreemde goetes. I'm not even sure that's a good translation. My Afrikaans is very below average.
I think that would be like set off the alarm bells for Google Translate.
Yeah, the alarm bells are ringing. And whilst the alarm bells continue to ring, Bafana Bafana, our national team, is in more sort of turmoil because Hugo Broos, a.k.a. Hugo Doos, the head coach of Bafana Bafana, the Belgian failed waffle, has fled the country and returned back to Belgium. I like whenever people leave Africa, they flee. But anywhere else, they just go. Anyway, Hugo is simply put another geriatric European football coach that has fumbled the Bafana Bafana bag. Like, I don't know what he's doing.
What is he doing?
He's confirmed that he's just staying in Belgium for the foreseeable future. But
while they're busy playing.
Well, yeah, this is throughout the duration of Bafana's AFCON.
Imagine him being over there over Zoom on the sidelines. Get him! So I turn the volume up.
Just you're muted, Hugo. You're muted. But yeah, so given the success of remote work, but in all seriousness, he will be absent for vital games against Libya and Morocco. And remember, we only need to beat one of those teams to qualify. I think it's Libya, though.
But we really need that win.
We do.
And he really should be here.
They'll have to achieve it without him. But this is not the first time that he's decided just to leave the national side in the middle of the tournament. He was also a no-show during the CASAFA Cup, which happened last year. Given the fact that...
Why?
He was present when we played France and lost 5-0 in a bollocking of Bafana Bafana. So he actually might be better just like... not there, which is never a good sign for in terms of employment. Like,
yeah,
things happen better when you're not there.
When you're not doing your job.
But it does beg the question, why has he not openly been fired?
They're like, no, you can stay there. That's actually fine.
And like, why isn't Jacob Zuma in jail? These are the questions we ask, but do we get the answers? No, we do not.
Yeah, but... South Africa has got some good sports news. Springboks against the Welsh.
You Welsh?
You Welsh? What a game.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes of that rugby game were a terrible time to be a Welsh rugby player. It looked... I winced at some of the titanic collisions on the field. And isn't it just so beautiful to see two grown men at the height of their physical prowess collide and connect and... tight rugby shorts, cameras and bright lights lap up.
I've got my eyes closed for this.
Oh, my eyes are also closed. What? Mm. Someone has got to have their eyes open during this podcast.
No, I was listening to that story. I know.
But also what I love about Cape Town is like South African supporters in Cape Town are so funny. There was one occasion where, you know, classic reffing decision and someone's like, oh, my eyes are and they're like, yeah, going bossy, like it's on TV. You're like, oh my God.
When my dad and I were watching, he goes, she just said your master boss.
Yeah. Is she going to be fine?
Yeah,
no.
How can she say
yeah
that?
And they're like, signs, how long does it take to bry a whale? 40 minutes each. So it was, you know, given the fact that it would be very actually hard to bry a whale. You know, there's lovely South African flavor packed. I think it was like 57,000 yeah people in attendance. Just good.
It's so awesome.
It warms your heart to be South African. Except, I love this place.
Except for those ticket prices. I saw a video of this guy. He's literally at the absolute top. And he's like, I paid 900 rand to be here. And the only way that he can really see the action is by zooming in on his phone.
That's and he
was
tragic.
Like, come now, guys. I know that rugby hasn't been in Cape Town for so long. But shame, you can't be charging us these prices.
Wow. Oh, I hadn't heard about the ticket prices, but I can imagine it because it happens every time.
900 rand to be in a bag.
I remember watching the FIFA World Cup in Cape Town and we were right at the top of Greenpoint Stadium. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't even hear the vuvuzelas. You were so high up. Like, just freezing up there. Oh, great game, man. Who's playing? I don't know. Nope, what's that? It's a fake vuvuzela because remember, like I said earlier in the story, we were too high up to hear them. And if you're too high up to hear them, you can't pretend to have heard them. So, yeah, that's what was going on. But it was wonderful. It was wonderful to... And we watched it in this... bar in Onras, obviously like a little Afrikaans town detached from Hermanus, and the bachelor, Brinsley, had to chair every point for Wales. So it's hilarious, like him standing up in this ridiculous outfit, like clapping anytime the Welsh scored. He pretended to do the anthem, but I don't think they speak English. So it was quite tough for him.
They definitely speak English.
I don't know if they do, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure they do, but...
Do you think that they're just mythical people?
No, I know they exist. I know they exist, but they definitely speak other languages than English, and some of them predominantly. That's all I'm saying.
I'm predominantly. But
Eben Etzebeth.
Zadie Etzebeth. He was on fire.
He's a big boy. But 100 test caps, and he's immense. You know? His biceps, his probable ability to take down a brandy and coke, you know?
I'm closing my eyes for this again.
And not to mention, he had custom-made Virgin Active dumbbells because they weren't dumbbells that were heavy enough. And, you know, he's the best of us. He's the worst of us. I mean, he does some terrifying things on the rugby field, but he makes me want to be a better South African fundamentally.
I like that.
And here we go. Given his age, physical prowess, and current form...
Okay.
I'm fairly certain that if all goes swimmingly for Etzebeth over the next couple of years, he will make a very, very good claim to be the Springbok greatest of all time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We've had some beasts in Tarawira, but like we, you know.
Of all time. Of all
He's 30 years old now. Victor Matfield retired when he was 37. If Etzebeth probably just plays for 4 or 5 more years.
Yeah.
Kinda at this level, sheesh. You'd be hard pressed not to be like, that's my goat. Suey. Christian Ronaldo. But yeah,
why was there so much fighting? That's what I want to know. Like,
that's why he's the goat. Sorry, I had to do that. Okay. But also, can someone please tell the English people to stop comparing Mauro Itoje to Eben Etzebeth? Their levels. Their levels.
No, but why was there so much fighting? Like, there was, like, people pushing each other around. Like, it seemed more than usual.
No, I think you were just watching more than usual. It seemed pretty consistent with rugby. Yeah.
Fair. I thought Fuff was going to get involved. He loves to throw hands.
No.
On the rugby field, I'm not to say.
Fuff dating his sister. But anyway, what else has been up in the world? What have we been up to?
Mandela Day. Mandela Day.
How was your Mandela Day?
Was it Mandela Day on Sunday?
Today.
Today. My Mandela
Doesn't miss a beat, Chloe. Yeah. Doesn't miss a beat.
My Mandela Day's been good. I haven't done anything charitable yet though. I must still do my 67 minutes.
So happy birthday, Madibs, the big rig, you know, it's your birthday. And you know, like, it's quite a nice idea. It's like a nice 2010 idea that everyone does 67 minutes of service. Eskom was relieved to hear this because that's about as long as they can keep the lights on. Ayo, a load shedding zing. But since no one listens to our current president, Cyril Ramaphosa, here is a rundown of his speech. So he listed every single problem the country has, and load shedding, petrol, corruption, killing sprees. And then he said, but if we, and I quote, let us evoke Madiba's new patriotism. I don't know when Madiba came out and released this new mixtape. Only Juice WRLD releases successfully, posthumously. But where South Africans are determined to work together and make our country a winning nation. We cannot leave it to others to realize the South Africa of our dreams. The future of our country is indeed in our hands. Wherever you may be today, I wish you a happy and meaningful Nelson Mandela Day. For a winning nation. Donald Ramaphosa, shut the fuck up. And then like the Ubuntu magic plasters back out and like, let's put it there. What is he talking about?
How does he say this to our face?
How
does he say this to our faces? Like, it's such a contradiction.
And we're well placed in South Africa.
Yeah.
Like, we have good lives in South Africa. The vast majority do not.
We do not stay winning. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
I can't believe he has the nerve. But, you know, like, we cannot leave it to others. What are you talking about? Like... I must say, the speechwriter for old Cyril Dogg must just honestly have won all the creative writing prizes at school, because...
You know what? When you listen to it, it sounds really good, and I feel like you almost, like, it makes you feel quite good, and then you actually listen to the words, and you're like, what is he saying?
No, he conned me in COVID. In the middle of COVID, he conned me with that idiotic wearing of the mask and little giggling.
He conned us all.
We're gonna...
But honestly, we needed it.
Solidarity.
We were all vulnerable, you see? Conned by Cyril over WhatsApp.
Conned by Cyril over WhatsApp. The BCom boots are shaking. But what do you think, what's your general feeling of the state of South Africa? Are you optimistic?
No. Like I said, after COVID hit, my positivity has just been at like an all-time low.
I'm surprised. Why aren't you positive? I thought you might be positive, to be honest.
TBH. No. I feel very depressed.
Oh, no. I feel quite positive.
Sorry. I think just say that again and try and make it sound more believable.
I do.
It's like there's a gun to
maybe,
your head.
But maybe
I
not
do
my,
feel more positive.
Maybe not about my life currently right now, but about South Africa. I was about to say I can't get worse. Definitely can. No, but I don't know. I feel like we always kind of get it together. It's like we're that group project that just comes in on fire and late, but we're all right.
I don't know.
I hear there's another insurrection in the works.
No, Sam, don't tell me this stuff.
Yep, a coup de titty is on.
A coup de titty.
So, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know who isn't optimistic about South Africa? All the people that leave it. And, oh, my word. How do you know there's a heat wave?
Flee,
yeah. Well, how do you know there's a heat wave happening in London? Well, because 60% of South Africa is in London. But
oh, in Greece.
You know what? Fuck the people that are in Greece. I wish nothing good for you. You're living my dream. But for now, I'll say I love it, yeah.
Love it, yeah. Hey?
South Africans doesn't look like they fit in so well in Greece. Like, no one looks out of place. When you go to the UK, you look weird. But when we go to Greece, everyone, like, we just, you know, I feel that's our people.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Greece.
I feel left out.
Exactly. But the people in London really piss me off, because everyone leaves South Africa to go to London to hang out and do braais and support South Africa at bars with a group of other South Africans that if you were living in South Africa, you'd never hang out with, because you low-key hate them.
So we
see your Instagram stories and it actually makes me happy. So keep posting them. I might be depressed, but hey, I went for a run on the mountain this morning.
Oh my goodness.
What more is there to be said?
Just the other day, I was like, I didn't know that they were friends.
Yeah.
They're just besties.
Ooh, it's tough out there.
Living up in London.
Living in the opposite of the tropics.
Yo, live in La Vida. But talking about insurrections, have you heard about what's happening in Sri Lanka?
I mean, I don't know what's happening. I assume what's happening in Sri Lanka is not good, but that's not why I laughed. It's just the way you asked it. But no, I don't know what's happening in Sri Lanka.
I'm also not laughing about what's happening in Sri Lanka. I was just laughing because you were laughing.
Okay, bring it back.
Okay. So this week, the Sri Lankan president resigned via email.
He left the group chat.
He left the group chat.
Wow.
Yeah, quite crazy. So they're facing, not unlike ourselves, an economic crisis. It's sort of like the state's going to basically declare bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Thousands of people surging the presidential palace. And the president, well, he's fleed to Singapore, where he resigned via email.
Jeez, what a baller.
I'm out, guys.
But so you're in there. Singapore didn't grant him asylum and the US rejected his visa.
So no one actually really knows where he is.
Well, he's defeated, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder what he did.
Also, they
What's the background to the story,
I
Chloe?
Know.
What do you mean you know? This is your story.
So, no, this is after months of protesting.
Oh.
So, months and months of protesting of he himself is at risk. This is partially why he fled.
Fled,
of course. That was the word I was searching for. He has criminal charges against him, specifically war crimes as well.
Oh, so he's not, he doesn't sound like a great chap.
No, bad guy.
Sounds like a bit of a Mugabe. Take him out.
But they wouldn't even let him out of Sri Lanka. The immigration officers refused to sign the papers to let him out.
So how did he leave?
He had to get onto like a military jet or something.
Oh, well, then they've been defeated. Their stupid pieces of paper are useless. But no, there's some crazy stuff going on in Asia because a gang in India set up a fake cricket tournament to scam Russian gamblers.
That is baller.
That ball Z. No. But yeah, so they set up the fake Indian Premier League, which is funny. But it was actually just a tournament with farm laborers acting as Indian cricketers to like dupe Russian gamblers. And it worked. The tournament progressed to the quarterfinal stages before the racket was like busted by police in India. And, you know, the warning sign was this began 3 weeks before the actual IPL and it wasn't hot shot cricketers like Rohit Sharma. It was... a farmer. So yeah,
you know what I love is that it was posted to a YouTube channel just called IPL and these scammers believed it. Like, yeah, now let's create a YouTube channel, just call it IPL and it'll work. And it did.
No, that's crazy.
Up until a certain point.
But they literally had crowd noise sound effects, a speaker that would mimic like IPL real Indian commentators, and you know,
like the graphics, you know, like the scorecard and stuff like that. The guys, this was like elite.
What a easy but dangerous people to deceive, the Russians. Like, what is the ball is going and the ball is gone. 200. But now the tournament gone. They come in to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you might want to get on
Good thing that they'll probably be in jail.
Yeah, get on the military jet and head out of Singapore.
Oh my vodka.
You're fine. Jesus, and we've got to do. Bam, bam, we interrupt this broadcast to cut to breaking international news. Biden is fisting people in the Middle East. Fisting. No.
Yeah. Well, not far off.
So Biden's gone to Saudi Arabia. Is that correct?
Si.
Yes. And so he's gone under strict instructions not to make any physical contact on his trip.
No touchy-touchy.
They've released it and gone, this is because of COVID safety. He's 90. He doesn't know where he is. He needs an ice cream for his diabetes. You know, they say COVID. But the real reason is...
Yeah. Oh, the real reason is that we wanted to avoid awkward photo ops with Saudi's prince, essentially. But Biden failed miserably. He's there giving the Saudi prince a fist pump. I don't know how it could have gotten worse. Like, literally couldn't have gone worse.
Jesus.
The Biden. Saudi media has been posting this everywhere. Like the Saudi government.
I mean, of course, because this is them being taken back by the West.
Yeah, this is like, hey, bro. Like, it's like the symbol of camaraderie.
Exactly that.
Yeah. He just bro-fisted him.
Fisted him in the Middle East. I mean, that doesn't sound weird. But yeah.
Yeah. So, but you might ask, why is he even in Saudi? Because Biden, I mean, he's talked about, I think it was during his election run. Do you remember Jamal Khashoggi or no?
No.
Do you not remember? He was a journalist for the Washington Post who was, his death was ordered by the Prince of Saudi Arabia. The CIA confirmed this. So Biden's...
They've always been known to tell the truth.
But yeah, Biden's been very vocal about this and he wanted to bring it up in person. And yet he greets him with a fist pump. But apparently he was in Saudi Arabia to talk about oil, essentially. Because they're not getting it from Russia. So they have to get more from Saudi Arabia.
So you can kind of kill journalists and do whatever you want and have no standards of human rights as long as you give Daddy America oil. I mean, not much has changed in the whole time of human existence, but wow.
And it's just like, oh, we hate Saudi Arabia, but also we're doing business with them.
Yeah, well, you know? It's like F1. They're like, oh, we're against all of this. And then they zoom, 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 zoom around Saudi Arabia. So
lots of fist pumps with the Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Money is so dirty that, like, it's all dirty. Profound.
That's it.
No, it's like this live golf, LIV golf versus like the tour, you know, the more established like PGA. It's like it all comes from like dirty money. Like, so morality is a construct.
But positive about South Africa.
So. I am positive about South Africa. I really am.
Yeah. One last thing before we end off.
Oh, okay. What's up? What's on your mind? What do you really have to get off the tip of your tongue?
Horny soldiers in World War I.
Where does this come from?
Lost in the history books, really. We don't talk about them. And I saw an article recently about brothels that existed in France during World War I, which would regularly, you know, the soldiers would visit and get serviced at these brothels. Mm. And they were completely written out of history. I had no idea. I just kind of all thought like they'd all be like pretty pent up and preoccupied with other things.
I think they were written out of your like grade 3 history book. Probably. But it's pretty well documented that there was a lot of sex happening, especially with prostitutes during the war.
It's crazy. And did you know that 1 in 5 soldiers who went into these army hospitals were there because of STDs? Like, that's 20% of them that are not there because they got shot or a wound got infected or trench foot. They've got an STD.
Jeez.
And condoms existed.
I don't think condoms...
They did. I looked it up.
Not in 19... When?
Trojan condoms were invented in 1916. And the US and the British Army were the only ones to not mandatorily give them out to soldiers.
Yeah, but these condoms... I suppose they do, actually.
They were made out of latex.
Yeah, I was picturing like a leather condom.
No? I was like more 1800s.
Okay, off by a few years. Okay, that makes sense. But why was this on your mind? It doesn't have much to do with anything.
Oh. I just had no idea. It was just so crazy. I found out that the, you know, to be like polite, that the officers would go to one part of the brothel and the soldiers would go to the other part. Then they would never see each other. It was like, cornered off.
How do you
think? Blue lights and the red lights.
How would you possibly, what goes on in your brain that you think that is them being polite?
No, it's like, it is like that they don't mix and they don't see each other.
It sounds like apartheid. Polite. Come on, Chloe. My God. That is terrifying that you think that. But speaking of war, we currently are charting in Ukraine as a podcast. We're not chartering planes. That would be insane. So when times are trouble, if you're there on the front lines. No. But I mean, it is quite interesting. You never know where people are listening. So thank you for listening. Hope it gets better. I was never going to not be able to laugh after saying that. Das vidanya.
I've been showing my dad TikToks of like real Ukrainian soldiers. And this one guy, it's blown up. He's just drinking his coffee and there's literally a missile that you can hear. It's like in close proximity that goes off and he like sort of jumps a bit and then he's like, no. And he keeps on drinking his coffee. And
it's crazy.
It is just wild.
But have you heard the rumors that Putin has cancer or Parkinson's? He's got like this disease that he's riddled with, and I hope it's ass cancer because he deserves it for one. And then also, like, he got Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. You never know what he'll do next. He might just go on a walkabout. Like, miss you, Gran. Come home soon. And like I said, I ain't going to war. If they start a blasting, I'm back in the closet.
You're fleeing.
I'm fleeing back to South Africa. But yeah, no, I refuse to do it.
Fair enough. But I'd also refuse to do it.
But it's time for that part of the show, Chloe. Bow, bow, bow. Overrated, underrated. What have you got for me this week?
Righty.
I'm feeling particularly saucy.
All right. Number one. Overrated or underrated, Eben Etzebeth.
Eben Etzebeth is the most underrated human being alive. I just want to be held and stroked by him gently whilst we watch highlights of him crashing into other men. Boka!
Okay. Overrated or underrated, Mandela Day?
Mandela Day is overrated. Too much pressure to do good, especially when we're all feeling a bit down. Sorry, Madiba. We're tired.
Fair.
If it was a 67-minute nap, I'd be there. I'm burnt out, but I'm tired. Sorry.
It's been a tough podcast.
Long walk, too.
Okay, hold it together. Overrated or underrated, Natim or Tetwa?
Oh, Natim Tetwa is overrated as fuck. He's probably the most idiotic. Actually, no. There are a lot of idiotic people in the ANC, but he's one of them.
Overrated and overspending.
Take that flag, shove it up your butt whilst the orchestra play heinous tunes.
Okay. Overrated or underrated, Drake the type of guy memes?
Underrated. They make me laugh all the time. Drake the type of guy to say oopsie daisies after making a mistake.
Don't mind me.
No, I love Drake the type of guy. If you have any of them, please send them in the DMs.
Bless you. Okay, and the last one is overrated or underrated, trail running?
Trail running, it's not a passion. It's not a sport. It's a lifestyle. It makes you feel better than everyone. No, it doesn't. It's actually the only way I've genuinely connected with nature, and I love it. And it's also very humbling. So it's a bit of everything. And also you can walk a lot, so you don't feel like a piece of shit when you're walking and like cars are hooting at you. You like walking and you're immersed in nature and beauty. And outside is free, so come and get some.
Extreme Wipeout Trail Edition.
What's that?
Just how many times you wipe out.
No, you don't. Only Chloe. Literally, only Chloe. Yeah. But that is it. That's the show.
Jam-packed.
Jam-packed chaotic. And with the crusts on. That's
are
for
we,
sure.
Are we going to sing?
Sing what? Oh. No singing. It's Madiba Day. Oh, I thought Madiba Day was like Earth Hour where they switch the lights off. No, that's just South Africa. It's been wonderful to have you guys. It's been wonderful to be had. See you next week.
Bye.